4.18 भगवद गीता, कर्मण्य कर्मयः पश्येद अकर्मणि च कर्मयः सबुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु सयुक्तः कृत्स्न कर्म कृत। कर्मण्य कर्म यः पश्येद, दिस वन ऑफ द मोस्ट एनिग्मैटिक वर्सेस इन द गीता एंड इट रिफ्लेक्ट्स नॉट ओनली द प्रोफंडिटी ऑफ द कंसेप्ट ऑफ द गीता बट ऑल्सो द कॉम्प्लेक्सिटी ऑफ words with their multiple meanings. So let's try to understand first literally what this verse would mean and how that meaning would be bewildering and how a philosophical perspective resolves that bewilderment and reveals a very deep import, deeply meaningful import. So karmanya akarmayah pashyed. Pashyed, to see, yaha, such a person who sees what? Karmanya akarma. So one who sees, akarma if we call as inaction and karma as action. Then one who sees inaction, inaction. And akarmani cha karmayaha. And in inaction, one sees action. Sabuddhiman manushyeshu. Such a person is buddhiman. Sayuktaha kritsna karma krit. Sayuktaha, such a person is well engaged. Kritsna karma krit. Even when engaged in all kinds of activities, such a person stays well connected. Spiritually connected, yuktaha, harmonized. Now, who is wise then? Sabuddhiman. Who is that? A person who sees inaction in action and action in action. This is not only a tongue twister but also a brain twister. And you know, we may feel, oh, how will I ever become intelligent according to the definition of Bhagavad Gita? Buddhiman. So what does it literally mean? What does it actually mean? And he says to me, see inaction in action and action in inaction. So we have to go through a semantic jungle before we can arrive at the palace of comprehension. Semantic jungle means a place of wilderness where meaning is not clear. So let's begin by understanding the various possible meanings of the words. So the word karma has four meanings, four possible meanings. Karma at one level simply means action. No. Where? We all, niyatam kuru karmatvam. So act, Krishna is regarding. So karma can mean action. Then within action, there are three different kinds of action which was mentioned in the previous verse, which is karma, vikarma and akarma. Where in this categorization, karma means sukarma, that is good action, action that will bring good results. So Krishna talks about that over here when he states that, so one, the second meaning of karma which could be here is that it is good action, action that will bring good reaction. The third meaning can be in terms of reaction to action. Sometimes we say, oh, this tragedy happened because of my past karma. That means, that refers to the reaction to my past karma. So the fourth meaning for karma can also be the whole system of action and reaction. Nobody can escape the law of karma. So here karma doesn't refer to action or reaction, but rather it refers to the system of action reaction. So karma has four meanings: action in general, pious action, reaction to action, or system of action reaction. We'll have to see which meaning will fit over here in order to make sense. And then there is akarma. The word akarma can have two meanings. One, from the literal point of view, is inactivity. akarma. Now, if karma is activity, then akarma is inactivity. Now, another meaning of the word akarma can be non-reactive work, work that produces no reaction. So, in that case, we see that two meanings of the word akarma are possible. Now, if you look at the verse with this background of the four meanings of the word karma and two meanings of the word akarma, and which meaning applies, then we can understand this. So, after exploring these four different meanings, now if you look at the context, we can understand which meaning would apply over here. Karmanya karma yah pashyet. Now, if we literally take literal meaning, it doesn't make any sense again. One who sees activity in inactivity and inactivity in activity. That now, activity is one thing, inactivity is another thing. So, the is Krishna telling that, you know, we have to just conflate these two categories. Conflate means mix up two distinct categories as one by overlooking their differences. No, that is not what Krishna is telling clearly, because Krishna wants Arjuna to take a particular course of action. So, it's the words, first of all, simply activity and inactivity as karma and akarma will not work over here. Now, if you look at Arjuna's concern, his concern is that what is the course of action which will free me or save me from karmic bondage? So, in that sense, Arjuna's concern is what work will be non-reactive. So, he wants to choose that work which will not bring any reaction. And if you look at the previous context in which Krishna has spoken, Krishna has told Arjuna repeatedly to fight. Niyatam kuru karmatvam, do your prescribed duty, he has told in 3.8. Karmanneva adhikaraste, 2.47. Like that, Krishna has spoken repeatedly urging Arjuna to work, to do his duty. And he has also said that if you work like this, many places he has said that, you will not get any karmic reaction. Yajnathat karmano nitra loko yam karma bandhanah. Tadartham karma konteya mukta sangha samachara. Tadartham, if you work for that purpose, then mukta sangha, you will stay liberated. So essentially, Arjuna's question is, what work will be non-reactive? And Krishna is telling Arjuna that, that if you work selflessly, then that will be non-reactive. So with this background or with this understanding of the overall message of the Gita, now if you look at this verse, karmanya akarmaya pashyed, karmanya akarma, in action, so one who see a non-reactive work, that means somebody who sees that even when somebody is doing activity, there will be no karmic reaction. Yaha pashyet, and the person sees like this. Akarmani cha karma yaha. On the other hand, akarmani, one who does no activity, but while doing no activity, there is karma, there is reactive work that is happening. How is that possible? Krishna has talked about that earlier when he spoke at 3.6 about karmendriyani sanyamya yasate manasasmaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyacharah sa uchyate. So he has spoken how karmendriyani sanyamya, somebody controls the senses but dwells in the sense objects. A person is actually indulging in sense gratification and is getting bound in karma. Therefore, one should not do this, Krishna is saying. And the whole point of Krishna's discussion over there is that one should stay free from bondage by not just artificially renouncing the work when one has internal attachments. So overall, from the context, we can understand that Krishna is telling Arjuna that act in a way
with selfish, unselfish motivation by which you will stray free from bondage. On the other hand, inaction can also be culpable if there is inappropriate contemplation, which will eventually also lead to inappropriate action. So in that, with this background, if we understand what this verse would mean is, who is the buddhiman manushyeshu? Who is the buddhiman manushya? One who sees that action is not reactive when done properly, and inaction when done improperly is reactive. Karmanya akarmayah pashyet. So Arjuna, when you fight this war, if you are doing it with knowledge, with proper motivation, then it is like akarma. It will not produce any reaction. On the other hand, akarmani cha karmayah, if you act selfishly, or rather, if out of selfish considerations you give up action, but then you continue in appropriate contemplation, and that will lead to, that will involve karmic culpability. So, akarmani cha karmayah. So, external inaction with inner inappropriate contemplation is culpable. Therefore, don't do that. And a wise person will see what is the truth. And such a person, sayuktaha krishna karma kret. The person can be engaged in different kinds of works. But still that person will stay free from karmic bondage because of having the vision of knowledge. Yuktaha. We will stay well connected, harmonized. Krishna karma, while doing different kinds of karma also.